Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Triumph's conference call related to the second quarter 2019. Here with us today are Carlos Pereira and Rogério Pereira and the IR team of the company. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation, and now we will hold a Q&A session for investors and analysts when further instructions will be provided. Should you need any assistance during this call, please call the operator by pressing star zero. The audio is being broadcast simultaneously over the web on the company's website, www.triumfo.com/IRIR. This call may contain forward-looking statements about future events that are subject to risks and uncertainties, and then these expectations may or may not occur or may differ substantially from what was predicted. These forward-looking statements reflect the opinion of the company on the day they are expressed, and Triumph is in no way obliged to update them in the light of new information. Now, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Marcos Pereira for the presentation. You may proceed, sir. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss Triumph's results for the second quarter 2019. In regards to the results of the period, in the toll road segment, we succeeded in minimizing the impact of the public interest civil action filed by the Federal Prosecution Office at Econorte by reopening the toll plaza in Cambará in June. I would also like to mention that still considering the material fact that was presented just a few minutes ago, the chief of the Supreme Court has authorized, among other things, the reopening of Jacarezinho Toll Plaza. Thus, as of August 11, the Toll Plaza collection will be discontinued in Cambará, and we will resume the operations in Jacarezinho. After the end of the quarter, also at Econorte, we received approval to readjust the basic toll tariff in Jataizinho and Sertanejo. Moreover, we were able to reverse the reduction of approximately 26% that excluded Econorte and Triumph from the liability, which resulted in the reversal of approximately 26% in three toll plazas. At Conserva, we are equalizing the financial flow of the concessionaire at BNDES. During this half year, we were able to settle the amount we owed at Banco do Brasil and BDMG. Until June, we were able to increase passenger traffic in the period as a result of measures to reduce evasion and the comparison base of 2018, which was affected by the truckers' strike. It is important to highlight that we continue to pursue our rights in all the operations, and we remain confident that we will reach the goals that were set for each concession. In the energy segment, in addition to the good operating results, it's also important to highlight that on August 1st, we signed the divestment of our interest in Tijuá that does the maintenance and operation of Três Irmãos Hydroelectric Power Plant in the west part of the state of São Paulo. And now the agreement was signed with an affiliate of BlackRock. The transaction amounts to 169.5 million BRL, subject to annual adjustments and typical adjustments that are common in these types of transactions, in addition to the potential earnout at the amount to be determined as certain events are achieved. Although the agreement is still conditioned on compliance to certain factors, we are also pleased to say that we have achieved an important step to move forward with our strategy to divest from the asset and potentialize liquidity. Also, we are very confident that BlackRock will keep the excellence level when operating the asset. Once again, this was a very important transaction as part of our medium and long-term strategy, focusing on liquidity, always looking to maintain the high level of quality rendered by us and our affiliated companies. In the airport segment, even though the Viracopos operations are not consolidated in our results, I would like to mention once again that the increase in passenger traffic was driven by new routes offered by the airline companies. The court-supervised reorganization plan is still in progress, and so is the negotiation with creditors. And finally, I would like to thank all professionals for their dedication and stakeholders for their trust on us. And now we are available to take your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And now we will initiate the Q&A session to investors and analysts. In case you have questions, please press star one. Our first question from webcast is from João Costa. With the new de how can this new decree to return concessions can impact the company? Are you only thinking about Viracopos or some other assets, considering the depreciation in your P&L when compared to 2019? What is the reason? Is there any cash effect on this, like increase in CapEx related to increase in depreciation?
João, thank you for your question. Let me answer in two folds. First, about that decree. We are still analyzing the effect that that will have on our concessions. This certainly poses a possibility that thus far in regulatory terms was complex in regards to returning the assets to the new concessionaire. But we have to look at it very carefully to analyze all the effects and all the possibilities we have, particularly in terms of the indemnification of the assets and the calculation of that indemnification, because this is what is relevant in the decree. It's important that we learn the amounts related to that return of the asset. At the moment, we do not know what has to be done because the company is still analyzing that. Now, in regards to depreciation, what happened in the quarter is that there was a change in the practice of one of our control companies, which impacted depreciation. The cash effect of that is null. There is no effective impact on the cash of the company, so it only reflects a change in accounting calculations, which, you know, impacted numbers this quarter vis-à-vis previous quarters.
Once again, for questions, just press star one. Our next question, also coming from webcast, is from João Costa. Could you explain the impact of the material fact disclosed today?
João, once again, thank you for your question. I think that in a nutshell, and as mentioned during the call, and also to simplify the effects of that, the impact of the decision that was disclosed during the material fact has to do with Jacarezinho. Cambará, when compared to Jacarezinho, has a flow of equivalent vehicles, which is significantly lower than that of Jacarezinho. So at the end of the day, the impact is that this will bring about a significant improvement in Econorte's revenues. But more than that, we will go back to normal levels at Econorte, and we will be able to normalize the effects to the company. So the most important effect is that we will resume, you know, our operations, and by the same token, earnings will return. As a reminder, for questions, just press star one. Our next question from webcast comes from Felipe Marques from Austral Seguradora. I would like to know, what are the receivable terms related to Tijuá divestment?
Felipe, thank you for your question. The divestment of Tijuá, as we already mentioned in the material fact, and as in any type of operation of that nature, depends on approvals and authorizations that are common to these operations. And these are things that are out of our control. That's why we do not have any precise information in regards to the closing of the transaction. Thank you. Once again, for questions, please press star one. Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would like to turn the floor back to the speakers for their final remarks. Once again, I would like to thank all our professionals for their dedication and efforts. Good morning to all, and thank you very much. Triunfo's conference call is now concluded. Thank you very much for participating, and have a good day.